Welcome to WYSO News on NPR One and at WYSO.org. I'm Jerry Kenney. Thanks for joining us. President Donald Trump is wrapping up his third week in the White House. Since taking office, he's issued a slew of executive orders on a wide range of issues, including immigration, national security, trade, and health care. More than 20 such orders have come from the White House since the inauguration, January 20th. Some orders have sparked mass protests and pushback from Democratic and even some Republican lawmakers around the country. But despite mixed reviews on some of Trump's executive orders, many Miami Valley GOP leaders remain optimistic about the next 4 years. On a recent budget stop in Dayton, Ohio Governor John Kasich was asked by a reporter off mic to comment on Trump's controversial immigration order.
What are your thoughts about this?
I already put out a statement on it. We'll get it to you.
In that statement, Governor Kasich called Trump's move on immigration, quote, ham-handed and confusing. Other GOP lawmakers have been less critical of Trump's flurry of executive orders.
He's had a strong start, a fast start, and that's what you expect from a president in their first 100 days.
42nd District Republican State Representative Niraj Antani dismissed any problems with the rollout of some of Trump's executive actions and some controversial cabinet picks. Antani says the president is doing the job many voters elected him to do.
People need to understand that President Trump was elected as a change candidate, that a lot of Americans felt dissatisfied with the 8 years that President Obama was in office, and that they wanted change, and that's what this president is going to deliver.
For his part, U.S. Senator Rob Portman has been critical. Portman criticized the implementation of Trump's immigration order, saying the, quote, extreme vetting proposal didn't get the vetting it should have had, unquote. On a recent conference call, Portman urged caution, telling reporters the president should have had more key advisors in place before issuing the executive order.
I hope we will have an opportunity now to come up with a process that's more fair and that does focus on strengthening the visa vetting process during this short-term period. But let's do it consistent with our values and in a way that's fair to everybody.
On election night, Trump handily won majorities across Ohio and many Miami Valley counties. In Northwest Ohio, Hancock County, more than 67% of voters went for Trump. Linda Casey is president of the Hancock County Women Republicans. She also serves with the Ohio Federation of Republican Women. Casey says many Americans seemed surprised by Trump's immediate actions.
Stunning a lot of people who thought that, as many presidents in the past, there are a lot of campaign promises but very little follow through.
Casey likes the pace the president is setting so far. She says she voted for the president's campaign message promising change, and that's exactly what she's hoping to see more of from Trump.
And given an opportunity to show what he can do, I believe this country will improve. Our economy will improve, our security will improve. The overall lifestyle in the U.S. will improve.
Those improvements remain to be seen, but for now, the country is facing a steep political divide as battles over Trump's policies and cabinet picks rage on. I'm Jerry Kenney. Listen to more news from WYSO at WYSO.org and on NPR One.